You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 11 to 19. I read, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger? And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." We see that in these scriptures, these 10 lepers cried to Jesus for mercy. And Jesus showed them mercy by giving them an instruction to go and obey what was said in the book of Leviticus. And as they obeyed, they found that they were healed. But, you know, they were all lepers moving together. But once that healing took place, everybody now had to be themselves. But this Samaritan, he took a decision that he was going to go back to give thanks to Jesus. Then you will notice that just one man returning, he didn't care about the fact that the 9 were not returning with him. Brethren, our walk with God is personal. Our walk with God is individual. Some people may not know why Jesus matters so much to you. They may not understand why for you, Jesus is just everything. You just want to love him. You want to know him. You want to make him known. You want to thank him. They may not understand. They don't have to join you. Don't wait for company to serve God. Don't wait for company to walk with God. Walk with God alone. It is a personal journey. It is not a denominational journey. It is not a church journey. Your pastor cannot journey with you in your walk with God. It's a personal journey. It's you. Don't copy people. Don't do what everybody is doing. Walk based on the conviction of the Spirit upon your own heart. This man did not care that 9 did not follow him. Sometimes, you know, you may look like a fool. That majority are doing something, but you are not doing it. You see, that's the shortcomings of democracy. Majority can be wrong. We are living in the world today where majority of people are beginning to debate who is a woman, are beginning to consider same-sex marriage, and so on. In some countries, majority are actually declaring that they do not believe in God. So majority are not always right. You must make your walk with God very personal. And then when this man returned to Jesus, Jesus expressed surprise that others didn't come to thank him. But then he said to him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." Now, when they cried for mercy, they were healed of their leprosy. But when they showed gratitude to God, it was the man who showed gratitude to God was made whole. Mercy took care of his leprosy, but gratitude made him whole. Gratitude took care of everything. Mercy, that is God acting. Gratitude, that is you responding to mercy. The way to respond to mercy is gratitude. And this man was made whole. Brethren, be grateful, but also keep in mind that the gratitude was unto Jesus, not to a man. Not to a man. Let me tell you this. You go to an hospital, you are between life and death, and a doctor labored on you, and nurses, and so on. And then finally, you were healed, you came out of the hospital alive. Then you go to church to go and do Thanksgiving. It's not as if there is nothing wrong, but have you gone to thank those doctors? Have you gone to thank those nurses? Because those were the ones that God used. God can use anybody. He can use a doctor to heal you. He can also use a pastor. He has used a doctor. You won't thank a doctor. You will go and thank pastors. See, the person that deserves thanksgiving is Jesus Christ, because he is the true healer. But be grateful for whatever help that men may render unto you. May the Lord give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.